Let the softness in the room and the love of the Pleiadian star mothers surround you in this beautiful moment as we prepare for the Kryon channel. So just stay in that place between heaven and earth, in that lovely, floaty place of their divine connection to us all, the love and the light that they share with us are given to us again and again through many forms and through the connection of the star mothers to the Lemurian teachers and through the words and the honoring that comes from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, this is the first message of 2019. And there are those who would say, well, I'm not really sure how to act during channeling. There are those who continue to say, I'm still not in agreement that it's possible. It doesn't matter. For just a few moments, we ask you to be in a kind of meditation, in a coherence with this message to the degree you might even hear it coming, even before it's spoken. This is a brief time, and we wish to honor you. The messages of Kryon have been happening now for 30 years. In fact, my partner has deemed this year as the 30th anniversary. Now, that happens to be the 30th anniversary from when he began to understand what was with him, what might be happening to him. But dear ones, he had a preparation that lasted longer than that. And it comes to this: in every single human psyche, you have to make a decision. And that decision at some time in your life is whether you are going to allow for things unseen to at least be presented in a way that you'd look. And here's what I mean. The man who sits in the chair was an engineer. In some ways, he still is. For there's that streak of show me that continues in him. And it took a long time for him to have allowance of unusual things. Everyone who listens to this, everyone in the room, has had to make these choices. Some of you made them as children, and some of you haven't made them yet. And there is no judgment of free choice. There never has been. But there is logic that we present. And we have done it now for 3 decades. And the logic goes like this. Who are you, really? Are you a product of what you've been told? Or are you one who can think out of the box of what you've been told and do one of two things? Either go out of the box, examine it, and say, they were right, and come back. Or go out of the box and say, you know, there may be some things here to look at. And the box, dear ones, is precious to you. It was precious to my partner because it represented the logic of life. It made sense. It was comfortable. It was not even controversial. The box, dear ones, often becomes that which is most comfortable, what you see around you, what you've been told, what others do, and you don't even realize the box isn't yours. Is it possible, dear ones, that there are things unseen that are far, far larger than anything you've been told? Systems that are larger than anything you've been told. Could it be that even there is a process happening on the planet, which is esoteric, which is affecting overall consciousness of humanity? Seen any strange things lately as we sit here? And the answer is yes. What is happening on this planet which is new, which is different, which is unusual, which has never happened before? And the answer is just about everything. It wasn't always that way, was it? And we say to you that this box that you have been in can stagnate very easily as the planet starts to evolve and consciousness starts to change and open. If you stay in that box, you're going to miss it. What does it hurt to make an agreement with yourself? With yourself. I'm going to open my box for 2 days. And I'm going to take a look. Now, in a few moments, the scientist Greg will come here. And as is his fashion, he will start a classroom for a little while. And item by item, layer by layer, he will unwrap to you something that is astonishing. What makes it astonishing is that it's science, it has research, and yet you never heard it in school. Here is a scientist who has opened his box to include science and research that points in another direction than anything you've been told. And he doesn't have to sit in the channel, and he doesn't have to go into trance, and he doesn't have to be an entity. All he is a scientist, and the research is positive, and it's there. And he shows it to you. I am telling you something, and the something that I want you to hear very, very clearly is that it won't be long before love is provable, before compassion is seen as the prime directive of Earth. And there is a swing of human nature itself, and science starts to follow it with research. Now, what are they going to find? And I'm going to tell you right now, because I want you to participate in something. I want you to participate in an idea. The scientist Greg will ask the question, is it possible you were here by accident? Did mutant technology from evolution create you? Or was there perhaps strong, amazing intervention that shaped a consciousness of you that actually would allow for a higher power, you call it what you want to find its way as part of your psyche? You want me to say that again? I'll say it in different words. Is it possible that you were not from here and that God is inside of you? The Adam and Eve story, beautiful, metaphoric, real. Read it again. For that story, perhaps that you were told from birth in some cultures, talks about a planet of animals that became human with free choice at a time when an angel came in a beautiful time in a Garden of Eden, which is Gaia, and gave you something you didn't have before. Now that's esoteric. That's spiritual. And the scientist is going to be on the stage in a little while, step by step, leading you almost to that. If there was a plan, if you're not here by accident, what's up? And your box is not going to tell you. Are you interested? So let me tell you what's up. Dear ones, you're in a new energy, and I'm going to call it the energy of magnificence. 2019 is going to be an interesting year. Hold on. It is a catalytic year, and in the field, there are things potentially that may be surprising to you. Humans don't like change. What if I told you these changes must occur the way they occur? In order for you to understand that things are different. And maybe, you'll even back off a little in your judgment and stop and assess and say, what does all this mean? Do you think it could involve me? And then you start saying to yourself, what is it that we have learned from Kryon for 30 years? Number one, you were born magnificent on this planet with free choice. Don't buy into the idea that God gave you free choice at the Garden of Eden and then a minute later judged you on your choice. Doesn't make sense, does it? Not logical, is it? Not loving, is it? Not compassionate, is it? You're magnificent. You always were. And the magnificence of your choice is not judged. And in that, there is freedom to find a higher or a low consciousness wherever humanity will go. And what happened in the time that you've been here is that you went past a marker that even the ancients said was important, the precession of the equinoxes, the measurement of consciousness. You pass that, and you're into a new era. And the era is starting to open up and show you things that have never happened before. Light is starting to be exposed in dark areas, showing you things that were never there before. It's new, dear ones, and you're part of it because you're in this room. And that means that you're probably an old soul. What if you've been waiting for this in some form, in some way? And it carries with it not only a realization that you might be involved in something beautiful in the change of consciousness in human nature, but not only that, you're coming to meetings to hear the ABC of how it works and what is next and what it might mean. You're in the right place at the right time. But more than that, how do you think you are seen by that spark inside you? Wait until you hear about chromosome 2. So special is it, so beautiful, so unusual, so designed it is. What if there is a portal, literally, from your consciousness to the higher consciousness that you call the creative source? Call it what you wish. A source greater than you, which has imbued life even into the galaxy, like yours. And there you sit. And here's what I want to tell you again and again. You are programmed to think you're alone, and you're not. You look in the mirror, and you see one face all your life. It's a trick, because you cannot see out of 4D. Dear ones, you are in four dimensions, but reality is in many, many dimensions. It's provable by your own science, who is looking into the aspects of multidimensionality and quantum fields and all of these things while you sit there and claim there are none. How long has it been since you've analyzed these things to yourself, oh logic one? In four dimensions, that's where you build your box. Do you believe in gravity? We'll ask again. And you will say, well, I didn't know it was something I had to believe in. No, you don't, because you're there in it and it works. Tell me what it looks like. What color is gravity? And you will say, well, it has no color. Yes, it does. And if you could see multidimensional, you'd see it. What does the magnetic grid of the planet look like? What color is it? And you will say, well, it doesn't seem to have a color. You're right. Well, does it exist? If it doesn't have a color, that means it doesn't exist, right? Oh, logical one. And you'll say, well, yes, it does exist. Well, perhaps, just perhaps, there are many invisible things around you that are so grand and so beautiful that honor you, maybe even know your name, see you as who you are, and are with you. Did you know that there is an entourage, literally, assigned to every single human on the planet? Even if you are here as an unbeliever, you know you felt it. You felt it. At certain times in your life, you felt surrounded. Sometimes you have to go into the field or touch a tree or be by the ocean or raise your hands and whoo, there it is. It's all there. Invisible love sitting in your lap. And if it could talk to you, it would talk to you in such a beautiful way. I know your name. I know your name. We love you. We love you. There's so many of us. There's only one of you. And that's on purpose. That's on purpose. And then the next question is, with that going on, have you then taken any part in accessing it? Well, I meditate a little. That's a good start. What if you lived with it? What if you wake up in the morning and you can't see it just like you can't see gravity or magnetics or anything, but around you is the love of the Creator imbued in your DNA. That's why you're here. And you say, thank you for loving me. And in that, dear ones, you have a consciousness that starts to create things around you. Did you know that? Did you know that consciousness by itself is a physical, measurable energy? What if I told you consciousness alone will help you to walk from A to B and be in a different place than if you didn't believe it? What I'm saying is you actually warp what you call chance when you start to believe in the coherence of consciousness, the field that is around you. You slip into a coherent system, almost, if I can use the word, protective. Because you have compassion, you're hooked in, and it controls where you walk and what you do. There are those who will take that out of context, and it'll be laughable, and they'll roll their eyes and walk away, never understanding this is the gold that you need to cling to. You are so much bigger than you. There's so much around you. And it's on purpose. Part of the reason it exists isn't just for your healing or just for that, which is to have you live longer. I'll tell you what most of it was designed for. It was designed for now. Old soul, you've been on a track to be here for a long time. Lightworker, you've been on a track to be here in 2019 for a long time. So that you're an example. When things start to look like they're different or falling apart or negative, and all it is a rejuvenation of what all was there into a better form, you're going to be the one that has to stand there in front of your children and your neighbors and your friends and say, it's a good thing. Look at it differently. I am peaceful in these because we are going to have a change we've needed for a long time. It's going to change the way history works, the way we think. It's going to change our business. It's going to change our politics. It's going to change everything. And eventually we're headed for a planet that will never, ever war with itself. One will be unconscionable to war with itself, to hurt another human being, unconscionable. A higher energy of consciousness, that's where you're going. And you know how I know that? Because I've seen it before. You're not the only one to have had this happen on your planet. That's eye rolling to many. So talk to me in 10 years and then reassess, perhaps, whether this is correct or not correct. The ones sitting here are the old souls. that have to know about how to control the fear, perhaps, of what an old box would tell you is going on the planet. And instead, a wiser old soul would see the things fall into place and say, yes, I see that. This is going to make some problems. This is going to be uncomfortable. But look where it's going. Look where it's going. Look at the things being exposed. You'll see it this year. Dear ones, I come to you in these ways. Sometimes in a meditative state, sometimes in parables. We're going to do a parable tonight. You'll like it. But right now, this one is about opening just a crack into the idea that there might be far, far more for you than you ever realized. I'll say it again. God knows your name. A name that is sung in light on the other side of the veil, because that's home. And that's where you're missed. As you come and you go from this planet, your soul, loved beyond measure, part of the divinity of the galaxy and the universe, you spend a little time on earth doing the job you're doing. You're known by God, loved by God, appreciated by God, and always will be. The end is a return to magnificence. Never has it been judgment. That's from Cryon. Use your own discernment in these things, but have allowance for things that might be different than you've been told. I'll be back. And so it is.